This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by the Bahamas South Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, the Pan-American Health Organization, and Tropical Gyros. The long walk, I burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the chief just way too smart to question.
Once again, it's on the Monday edition of Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this wet Monday. It's wet outside. The rain's coming down. Please proceed with caution and care. All right? I don't want to sound cliche, but I want to get it out there on the commute to work today. So a lot of craziness going on the wet roads. Still a lot of people on the sidewalks getting, you know, splashed because people just fly through the puddles. Slow down. Take a couple of minutes. Be a little considerate. Consider what's going on. And proceed, you know, cautiously and be aware. All right? You have to be flying at 500 miles an hour to get where you're going. It's not the Conk 500, all right? And it is water, and it is wet out there, so that is not a good recipe right now, all right? So, like I said, as you get on and about out there, do it with a little caution, do it with a little care. Stop betting up the people on the sidewalks, all right? All right. Now, if you can chime in today, you know we got to get in, and you know we got to start it right. Some Monday, coming in off the weekend, some of y'all have been to Crab Fest. I seen you on Facebook. I seen you on social media. We ain't going to talk your business. We ain't going to talk it. But some of y'all wrong. Some for the outfits. Some for the way y'all was carrying on. And some of them for how much crab y'all ate. Y'all ate a lot of crab, boy. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, how many different pictures of crab and rice you could show off? Crab and rice look like crab and rice. Anyway, I digress. Let's start it off. And of course, you know, we're going to start it off with our mind-bending brain teaser. So you know how to chime in, 323-6232, 325-4259. Those lines are working and firing up. 323-6232, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Take us wherever you want to go. We're streaming live, GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. All right? And of course, like I said, fully loaded show today. We'll be talking with Abaco in short order. We'll be getting to Mr. Ken Hutton and Mr. Roscoe Thompson. And they'll be bringing us up to snuff as they do every 2 weeks. What's going on or what's not going on in Abaco. So that'll be coming up in short order. They'll be taking that Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with me. But before we get to that, and don't forget that in the sports portion, 5 o'clock hour, be talking with Keishno Major, all right? We're talking boxing, all right? We'll be joined by Peter Raheem, probably in studio, Earl the Pearl via the Zoom. So like I said, we got a fully loaded show, lots to talk about today. So we're going to get it started with that brain teaser. Up for grabs, Joker's Wild Party Passes. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. Headliner, Mike Rivera, America's Funniest Teacher. All right, you know him from The View. Vien Parmesan. One of the funniest Filipinos I know. Very funny individual. Actual doctor as well. So come get some highbrow humor right there. And yours truly. Great lineup. Funny show from start to finish. 2-for-1 on all locals, all right? And we run Tuesday through Sunday. Doors open at 8. Showtime is at 9. And we're located between the car and the beach tower over there at the beautiful Atlantis. All right? So definitely take advantage of that. All you need is your vax card or your rapid antigen test. You're good to go for the show. And that 2-for-1 on all locals. Great deal. Come get your laugh on, all right? Playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Here's your mind-bending brain teaser. You know how to get your answers in. You know how to get it in. You know how to get it on. Here we go. All right. And I wonder how hard I should make you work. It's Monday. You're coming in off the weekend. You're coming in off Crab Fest. Should I make the brain like work right away, or should be ease into it? Easing into it. Let's jump right into the deep end today. All right. So here we go. Here's your question. Wow. Millennials. My God. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian women between the ages of 18 and 25. 12% said they have never, ever cooked one of these for a family dinner. What is it? That is your mind-bending brain teaser. I mean, you hear it, you just shake your head. Where are we going as a society? We are young ladies between 18 and 25. We all come in. You all don't know how to cook one of these? Really? My God. You know how to get chances in. First one to get it in and correct, you're going to win Joker's Wild Party passes. Real easy. Chicken is too easy. Look at the percentage, people. Come on. If it's 12%, it's not going to be an item like a chicken. A chicken is way more popular than 12%. I think we've had more than 12% of those young ladies know how to cook a chicken. That's the national meal of the Bahamas. That should be the national bird or tied right after the flamingo. Okay? So not a chicken. All right? Not a turkey. That was going to be my guess, was turkey. But anyway, I'll let y'all chime it in. Hey, what we got going on with this phone today? But this phone vibrating like crazy. Hard boiled egg. You trying to be funny, eh? Anyhow, while y'all chime in, we'll check out the headliners. Who was making headlines in the 242 was blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. All brought to you by Fine Threads. And don't forget, Fine Threads got a great deal going on for you right now. You definitely want to check that out. Purchase any full-price denim jeans or jean set, and you're going to get the next one of equal or lesser value absolutely free. All right? You heard me right. For every full-price denim jeans purchase, you're going to get the next one of equal or lesser value absolutely free. Also, if you buy one full-price men's suit or package, you're going to get half off a boy's suit. So definitely take advantage of those great savings. Check out all the savings and all the great deals going on simply by logging on to finethreads.com. That's finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, as a matter of fact. Then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Top of Hill Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both locations available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. for your convenience. All right? So be sure to check them out on that. That's a great deal going on the denims. And let's jump on in with your headliners. What's making headlines in the 242? Or throughout the 242? Got lots to talk about. Lots of stuff jumping off the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. The biggest one that scares me, time running out to save NIB. Story by Jasper Ward. The National Insurance Board, NIB, would have to increase its contribution rate by 2% next month and continue increases every 2 years until 2036 to ensure its financial sustainability. This is from NIB's latest actuarial report. That's what it revealed. The Nassau Guardian obtained a copy of the 11th actuarial valuation of the National Insurance Board of the Bahamas of 31 of December 2018. The report is dated January 2022. It is recommended that the contribution rate for the pension branch be increased immediately to a level that is at least equal to the PAYG, pay-as-you-go rate. Of course, it is the schedule of the increases should take into account the situation in the country and the government's plans and underpinned by agreements with social partners. An increase of contribution rate by 2% on July 1st, 2022, followed by increases every 2 years until 2036, could restore the short and medium-term financial sustainability of the scheme. Now, remember we talked about it a couple of weeks ago here on the show when it first came out. And my biggest concern was, okay, we got to save NIB. I get that. But don't give us a break now. If later on, the deductions and so on and so forth and contributions, we're going to go from 1.5 That's where it was going to be. Then it's going to increase. God knows what it was going to jump to. Well, let's wrap it now. If they say 2%, let's go with 2%. Because God forbid we wait, and later on down, it's now 4%. And we're going to have to do this until 2036 for 14 years to bring us back to where we need to be so we can restore the short and the medium-term financial sustainability of the scheme. Now, I don't know about y'all, but NIB is made up of our contributions. That's supposed to be there to take care of us. So it's very worrisome. All right, let me go to the text lines. Naughty, the Prime Minister's having press briefing right now, and these dudes keep interrupting, whispering stuff in his ears. It's very annoying and unprofessional. On a real, though, the PM needs to slow down on travel and pay attention to this country. I need to get that video. Let's have a look. You must see nobody did that press conference when I was on here. If they'd have done it before and I could have checked it out and it was that crazy, we'd have done talk about that. All right, let's do this one. Naughty, that's all well and good for the increase. My concern as a citizen is what's our contribution collection rate as of today? Or will it be the same persons paying the contribution while the slackers and delinquents continue to be delinquent? Good question. I'm glad you raised it before I did, but at some point that's gonna happen and gonna come into equation and into effect. You're figuring out where the burden lies and who is it falling on. Right, I'm looking at some of these answers for the trivia question. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian women between 18 and 25, they've admitted, 12% admitted, that they've never cooked one of these before. No, not grouper, not lobster, not hard-boiled egg, not corned beef and rice, not macaroni, not pea soup, not turkey, not grits, not ham, none of that. Wow. And I'm looking. And I'm looking. And I'm looking. And boy, some of these answers are repetitive. It's all outdoors. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Sparky? What you got for me, man?
Good evening to you too, my good buddy.
What's happening?
Radio, I didn't catch the beginning of the show. I was trying to lock down everything because I see one black cloud in the north. I mean, naughty. That cloud out there, black. That black. That ain't gray. That ain't dark. That black.
Yeah, that's ominous. That's some ominous that clouds.
That made some serious water coming down this evening or tonight. They say that might be it to Wednesday or Thursday.
So oh, Lord.
Get your buckets ready. If you want some water, get some buckets.
And get your galoshes ready and get your
yeah. And get your go fast boat, your little diggy, and get that ready too, because you're right on the leave home without it. But you know, there's some things I wanted to say because I remember working at Deltek Banking back in the 70s when National Insurance started. I think it started in 1974. At that time, and it was explained to us what national insurance was all supposed to be all about, there was a lot of people up against the Prime Minister Pillen at the time and the PLP at the time. A lot of people say they ain't taking none of their money out of their pocket to pay no national insurance, especially the private people like taxi drivers and people who's working on their own. But people like us who was working for establishments, we had to follow the law, so money was coming out of our paychecks to pay us.
Well, that was one of the texts mentioned earlier. Like, you know, they don't mind paying the increase. First of all, let's establish what it is, what it's going to be. And then if it's going to be spread around everybody who's making a living, or if it's just going to fall on the backs of some and not on the others.
No, but what I'm trying to say is there's a lot of people out there complaining about this and that and the next. And a lot of them who complain about what they're getting, there's a lot of them out there who never even contributed. You understand where I'm coming from? But now when they get old and they're working no more, they're out of work, they complain about how little they get. But remember, they get something. But right. They never put nothing in the well. The people say, if you put no water in the well, don't throw no bucket. If you ain't put no doggone hand in the AC, don't look for no draw. You understand where I'm coming from?
I got you.
I glad that I...
You take out what you put in. You put in what you take out, you know?
I glad they took some money out of mine because now I'm 71. And I took the early retirement because they told me at the time, I said, if I retire, if I do it at 60 or 65, what the difference was going to make? And I had a cousin working, and they say the difference could be about $42, which would have been like five more years. He say, but you don't know if you can live the next 5 years, so go in for the early retirement and forget the $42. So I ended up going for the early retirement. But what hurt me was when I went to retire, and I saw what they was giving me, and I told them the places where I used to work. Naughty, let me tell you something. Back in the day, there were so much employers that was taking money out of people's salary.
And not paying the contributions.
And not paying it. They was taking people's money, putting in fixed bank account, and keeping the money for themselves. And I can tell you a story right now if you give me a moment. I remember working to a big-time bakery. I say a big-time bakery, so you should figure out who I'm talking about. There was a lady working there, and I was working there for over 11 years. She got pregnant. And she didn't realize that the money that was taken out of her salary was not being deposited in national insurance. When she went to claim her maternity benefits, and they came back at the big time bakery, and there was either a woman that's going to sue the bakery, or they're not going to pay her some money. They came up with that money dead quick.
Fast,
because they didn't want their name to be called. But you can figure out who the big-time bakery was, right?
Boy, Bryce Parker, you got all these stories.
The big-time bakery is owned by some big-time Bahamian businessmen.
Well, I would assume that, ma'am. If you can leave that there, that's another conversation for another day.
The last thing I wanted to say in regards to the junkanoo over at the baseball stadium the other day. I mean, that was a beautiful rendition. And when I saw what I saw Willa coming out there in that beautiful outfit. The music was a little shabby, but I would like to say, junkanoo is our main sport. I say sport. When I saw what I saw, I did not like it. Now, Willa was like the king. Willa was pretty in the front. But when I see fellas coming out like the horn blowers with a hat on and a little shoulder piece with a little shabby-looking T-shirt underneath, one fella in the crowd, like you on stage, taking off your hat and blowing the trumpet. What you put the hat on for in the first place? If you go in on stage with your regalia and your costume on, you don't take nothing off till you finish your performance. So when you travel and you represent the Bahamas, especially with junkanoo, put on your best costumes, put out your best doggone performance, and do no shabby work. Especially if people got international TVs on you.
There you go. Well, Parky, I appreciate your contributions as always, but my phone line's blown up. I got some other callers, so I got to get to them. But I always appreciate your contributions. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Not you. We got a winner off the text lines as well to the trivia question. It was peas and rice. Yeah, you all always guessing crazy. None of them made peas and rice. Amazing. Let's go back to the text lines. Naughty. Tell Sparky, that sounds like teething to me. Ouch. But it ain't transparent, I'll tell you that much. You know? Anyhow, do we have this caller or Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM? Who's this?
Naughty, how you doing?
What's going on?
You know, that really sounds
the Craig Graham Rutherford, how goes it, my brother?
It's all good, man. A little rainy, but whatever. That sounds sad. I'd encourage every Bahamian to go to their nearest NIB and get a printout of their contribution. Check where you've worked and if they've paid. And if you feel there's a problem, report it. It's quite simple, eh?
Yep.
I went and I got a copy because I figured some of them places I work wasn't doing the right thing. But they were, luckily. You know, with this NIB thing, I think we need a forensic audit.
That's a term you like to use often, but I think this might be the case for one now. Let's figure out what's really going
on. From the beginning, when it was first implemented, let me tell you why. We have paid in mega money Don't let me say million, billion, or trillion. We paid a gargantuan amount of money. And when we needed it, remember, during COVID, the long line and a few pennies, I said, where's all our money gone? Well, it's invested. I think I heard before your show from the much more most honorable Shivargo Lang. But I need to know what you invested my money in.
Hold on, much more honorable than who?
I don't know.
Than me? Are you trying to make an inflection now? Yeah. What kind of reference is that?
Use the mostest honorable.
Oh, all right.
We give an extra titles now.
For
so
real.
Watch this. What did you invest my money in? See, that would come up in a forensic audit. Did you put my money into some fast food chain? Did you put my money into building some buildings that we've seen crumble and
bulldoze? Where's it gone, yeah. Where's it gone?
Yes, because, Naughty, if you would have taken my money and invested it in gold, silver, and it grew, I can understand that.
Or in your case, Bitcoin?
Well, I didn't want to say that.
Yeah, but I know you was going to go there, so I did before you. But, yeah, I get where you're going with this.
Experts are saying we should have put 5% in Bitcoin and we'd have had plenty of money to give you enough. But watch, where did our before you started saying you want to tax me more, tell me what you're going to do with my NIB money. What future investments do you think you may throw my money behind? If you're going to build it.
Because you got me with the increase now. We got to see where it's going. So obviously we know that's coming. Now what you going to do with it when you get it this go round? I totally agree.
Yeah, you can't just take our money. That's like, Naughty, give me some money. I can do something with it. Don't worry, bro. I mean,
you'd have to be
ridiculous.
You gotta,
and I'm not blaming anyone government. I'm saying from the beginning to now, let's find out what every government has invested our NIB money in, because I'll pay to publish it one page, bam, right there in the Guardian, so we could see, well, we invested in maybe a building, and the building's now being bulldozed. So that couldn't make you any money. See, you invest in things that make you more money, so you'll have extra money to pay your people, and you wouldn't have to tax them more.
There you go. You gotta get more visionary. We gotta have more vision than just a quick to tax routine. That's getting old.
Let me leave you with this one, Naughty. I challenge every person in this government or the last government to call Naughty's show and to tell us how we could fix NIB without putting up the tax. How could we lower the percentage that you pay in NIB because these tough times, right? I bet you $100. I bet you a chicken in the bag. Nobody has called you and tell you one suggestion.
I was just going to say, ain't nobody going to call it that one. But anyway, we'll see.
Yeah.
Thanks for your chiming in, Graham. Always appreciate you, bro. Be safe. All right, let's slide up into the buzz real quick. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. That's a wrap right there on your headliners. Who's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. The buzz real quick, we got to slide in. And it's brought to you by John's. And don't forget, in addition to new arrivals every Monday, ladies, go check them out. All right? Wide selection for the ladies. Wide selection for the men. Full selection for the kids. They now have, and all your workwear and fast fashions, don't forget that, and all the accessories to go along with. They now have small home appliances and cookware as well at both John's locations. So be sure to check them out, John's Plaza Carmichael, flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And remember, John's, serving you is a pleasure. Now listen, real quick, two things I got to get into has got me buzzing. Please, we already addressed this on the show. The indiscriminate sharing of viral videos is ridiculous, especially the morbid, morose ones with dead people and victims of crime and obviously murder victims. Now there's one circulating with a poor innocent baby being what appears to be suffocated with a plastic bag. Where have we reached a society where we're sharing this type of crap? My God, do we have monsters and demons that prey on our children and would commit such atrocities? But why would you share it? Now, I get some of you jump out, but I need to get out there so the police can get. There's other ways to get it to the police if you're that interested and you care so much. We need to stop this. It's got me buzzing. We need to stop this senseless, sensational promotion of the morbid, of the morose, of the dead, for lack of a better word. We have to stop being so enthralled and infatuated with it. It's disgusting. No sensitivity for the victim, no sensitivity for the family. And then none for society, because who says everybody wants to see that type of crap? I tell you, a smartphone in the hands of a dum-dum, recipe for disaster. On the flip side of the break, we'll get to it. We'll get into your global warming, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And then we'll take our Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. We'll chime in with Abaco. Mr. Ken Hutton and Mr. Roscoe Thompson will be chiming in, and we'll be getting caught up. And as I get out of the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Listen, got some calls in from security officers throughout the 242. They applaud my campaign of getting you knuckleheaded, denied oxygen in the womb, people who park and handicap parking out of the spaces. But now I'm being told that they got to block up the spaces because people continue to abuse it. So guess what we're going to do? We're going to take some more pictures, and now I can get some of my record driver friends involved who don't like jabronis like you are parking and handicap parking. We're going to get you all where you all need to be, out of the blue. Mm-hmm. And maybe put, you know, your pocket into the red. So you got to pay some money for being so dumb. Stay out of the handicap parking, people. Let your conscience be your guide. Oh, no, you're all wrong. Take me to the break, Mr. Producer. On the flip side of the break, we're going to heat it up. Right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Don't touch it.
Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. More delectable aromas and more exciting flavors so you can get more refreshment from every cup. Enjoy the flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend Iced Coffee. Or try our cake batter signature latte combining smooth, rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Need to satisfy your late-night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries, and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late-night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after-dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
We're back at you right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And as we continue, we got to get up into your global warming, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, the drive-thrus at KFC open until midnight, Monday through Sunday, open and frying until midnight. All right, now you have more time to satisfy those late-night cravings for KFC chicken every night of the week. Last call to get fueled by fried chicken is midnight. KFC Nassau, it's always finger-licking good. And don't forget, it's all about Crazy Tuesdays tomorrow. Definitely want to check them out. Great deals popping at KFC on Crazy Tuesdays. All right? Yeah, man. Tuesdays is crazy wild good. You get 8 pieces of chicken for the wild price of only $15. All right? Don't forget that each and every Tuesday over there at your favorite KFC location. And, of course, drive-thrus open and frying until midnight. So no excuse for you. Get on out there to your favorite KFC location for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery. Let the Colonel do the cooking for you today. Because, you know, as always, finger-licking good. All right, real quick. I'm heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Where do we start? Lots to talk about. Yeah. When Charlie Sheen and Denise Richards' daughter Sammy started her OnlyFans account, Charlie went crazy. Come on, Charlie. Come on. What did you expect? Look who our parents are. He blamed Denise. She blamed Charlie. And now to show Charlie there's nothing wrong with it, she started her own OnlyFans account. Well, you know, Denise was coming with that, not to be outdone, you know? And now the reality show will probably follow that up too. Perfect replacement for the Kardashians. Amazon is developing a voice mimicking feature for its virtual assistant Alexa that replicates the speech of people alive and dead, joining other companies that are experimenting with creating digital memories of people after death. Listen, man. Listen, Amazon M? Boy, look here. They really try to play God sometimes, you know. Or really freak people out, one in the same, one in the two. California Governor Gavin Newsom is making noises that he could be the right replacement for Joe Biden in a couple of years. How about like right now? Pink Floyd has announced that their benefit song for Ukraine, Hey, Hey, Rise Up, their first new song in 25 years, will be available on both a 7-inch vinyl and on CD on July 15th in the UK, Europe, and other markets, and August 3rd in Japan. Amazon Prime has a new show that's getting some buzz, The One That Got Away, where people who dated years ago are reunited to see if the spark is still there. That's a recipe for disaster right there. Somebody gonna catch some bad feelings or bad memories or something gonna work out? Yeah, that's gonna get ugly. Sharon Stone revealed that she has lost 9 children to miscarriages over the years. Wow, Sharon, so sorry for that. Didn't even know you went through all of that. And that's pretty much it. That's a wrap right there. On your global warming, we see another planet in 60 seconds or less, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Now slide up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And, of course, you know, getting ready to take that Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with me, checking in with Abaco, bringing me up the stuff with all this going on down there in Abaco. I got Mr. Roscoe Thompson and Mr. Ken Hutton chiming in. And, of course, got to remind you before I get to them, Dunkin's new tomato pesto grilled cheese sandwich features oven-roasted tomatoes, pesto spread, and white cheddar on toasted sourdough bread for flavors that are bold and bright. Just pop in your mouth. Tomato pesto perfection at Dunkin' is waiting on you. Be sure to try it. It's available for you at all your locations with your favorite coffees, hot or cold, and your favorite donuts, all right? Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Bernard Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and the two out there at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. Let's go to Abaco. Roscoe, Ken, how are you, gents? What's going on? It's been 2 weeks. What's happening? What's going on? Have things changed or have they remained the same?
What do you think?
Well, I was trying to be optimistic. I was hoping that you might have said, well, guess what, Naughty? We got 3 layers of red tape cut down and so on and so forth. Or might have had a few blocks thrown on the foundation of what should be the hurricane shelter. I don't know. I was hoping.
It's not raining here.
Hey, it's raining here, so, you know, you got rain. You don't have rain, so, you know, that's good, I guess. I don't know. I'm here in Nassau, obviously, it's picked up steam now. People follow the show. People follow the conversation. They know every Tuesday we chime in with Freeport. They know every 2 weeks we chime in with Abaco. And every week, or everywhere I go, people, what's up with Abaco, Naughty? I can't believe it, nothing's really been done. And now I got other people chiming in saying, Naughty, that's only certain parts of Abaco. You got other parts of Abaco, things getting done. It's a new day, so I mean, bring me up the stuff.
What areas are those?
Well, let me know.
Only areas I could think of is maybe the Keys might be doing a little better than the mainland, but, you know, that's because of the second homeowner base.
See, my biggest thing is, we started this like 2 months ago. And God knows, I appreciate your contributions. We love hearing from you, but I wish we could be talking about other things when we hear from Abaco. Like, we're moving in the right direction. Businesses are getting back up. People are coming back home. You know, we got the hurricane shelter completed. Let's follow those stories. We can't get to them because now we're spending our years in the mud. And we're stuck. So it's frustrating, and especially for folks here who have an interest in Abaco but don't live there. So we could only imagine how much more pertinent it is to you guys who live there.
And new day, man. What you expect?
And the lip service is getting, you know, long and cumbersome and tiresome. And we've heard it from the past administration, and we've heard it from this previous administration. There's a lot of beating up of the gums, but a lot of talk and no action.
But let's go there, Naughty. We talk about this new administration, a new day, you know, but what's really going on? What have you, you know, let me ask you this question. What have you been hearing about Albuco and Nassau?
I mean, what I've been hearing for the most part is the same thing that I hear every 2 weeks from you guys on the show. There's nothing happening. It's not changing. Too much red tape. I want to go back home, but too much, and I can't use some of the words that they tell me is going on, but that's why they can't leave. And,
well, you need to come up here and do a show, and let me take you out to the airport terminal and show you how some of our urinals aren't even functional. Water. You know, you would be shocked. I mean, that's just getting into some of it. You know, now these new subdivisions that foreign nationals have put up, they got chains across the entranceway. You can't get down there after a certain time at night.
So they literally gated communities, I guess.
I said chain. I didn't say gated.
Okay, yeah, but if you chain something, it got to be a gate, right? It got to be a fence. What you chaining? You can't chain air.
You know, but that's the thing that I keep asking, you know, and it gets so frustrating. And I know Ken has the same frustration as I do. Is we keep talking about the same things over and over every 2 weeks, you know, and sometimes they get called on another show and it's bringing up the same issues. But when will the prime minister and the ministers really take a hold of what they promised Albuco and start moving with? You know, the new budget is out. You're at the end of that month. July's coming. I mean, we know our budget year's at end. What are you doing? Eastern Shores or Pelican Shores is still not paved. Eastern Shores still does not have water. You have businesses that applied for, you know, VAT and duty free under the CERS order. You know, they can't get other equipment in. They're now being told that they have to refile. I mean,
I've been hearing a lot of that from folks up here who are trying to get back. I'm saying, I filed paperwork. I put in stuff a long time. I just waiting for the approval. Now I got to refile again. So
it's dumbfounding. I just dealt with a couple issues a week ago. I don't even know if they got sorted out, but out of my hands.
Let's go to the phones real quick. Not to cut you off, Roscoe. I got a call. Let me see what they got to say as they chime in real quick. Talking as Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yes, sir. That's Gardner. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, Gardner? What you got for me real quick?
You know, dear guest, you know, I heard him talk about hurricane shelters, you know. You know, I would think that our government needs to build like some multi-purpose gymnasiums in these schools, man, and proper schools with all in one building where you don't have to go into classes, or go outside to go from class to class, you know, and the like that in these communities, right? Here in Albuco and all islands and all through Nassau and communities, right? So for hurricane shelters, you know.
Yeah, that you mean that the multi-purpose facilities, they could be used year-round, right. But obviously in the case of an emergency or a natural disaster, could be converted into an ulterior usage.
Right, so we need to build proper schools, you know, all in one, you know what I'm saying? Plus gymnasiums, you know, high ground and things, so, you know, kill two birds with one stone, you know. And then I would like to know if your guests know anything about the project in Long Island, this development in Long Island, where did it start? Grant land, or you know, the history of this land, because they're talking about thousands of acres.
Well, I think that's a different conversation. Right? Maybe we got to get some folks from Long Island to chime in on that one, Gardner. But I got more calls coming in. Okay. I know I'll hear from you in 5 o'clock. Good stuff as always.
Okay.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? No, man, your phone's breaking up real bad. Try me on one of the other numbers, 323-6232, 325-4259. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, good evening. How are you guys doing? I just want to chime in real quick. I have family and friends in Albuco, and I'm being told that the injunction as relates to building is still going on. Are they allowing everybody to build, or there's a certain number of people to build in Albuco as relates to the red tape and stuff. That's because I have family and friends saying that there's a certain section of people building, and they're the ones associated with their injunction, like they're breaching the injunction. So yeah, if you could shed any light on that, I want to know if the injunction is holding or just a certain amount of people is allowed to build. I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Thanks so much.
The injunction that was put in years ago when Fred Smith was for the mud and the peas and the farm. As you know, that those areas, well, the mud and the peas are no longer here. The farm is. But a lot of these new communities that are popping up all over the place do not have permission, did not go through town planning, did not go through the proper regulations to do it. So in my eyes, it's illegal. Now, don't get me wrong in what I'm saying. There's a lot of Bahamians of Haitian descent and other descents that are living in these areas that, you know, I'm not saying government needs to provide them property, but we need to make something affordable for all Bahamians to buy, to move that in that direction. We're struggling here because there is a lot of red tape in regards to people that are coming back. Yes, they're saying that you can fill out a CERS order and still get duty and VAT free on building material if you're coming back. You know, we've been petitioning the government, me and Ken, to drop VAT and duty here in Abaco for the next year and a half across the board. Come on. I'm getting tired of repeating it, but you know, to all the government ministers that are listening out there, fight for the people of Abaco. Give us that break. You've rode this donkey for so long over the years.
Give it some oats, man. So you can ride it again, you know?
Give us a chance. I mean, that's what an economic recovery zone is about. Give us a chance to rebuild, and then you got your bread and butter. But as long as you continue to make it difficult on us, you know, it's going to be difficult.
Well, we got to get... go ahead.
You hear the prime minister say, oh, they're going to put 10% away. You know, and I told you this the other day, Norty, it's up to 10% of real property tax or licensing or whatever it may be that he said. It's up to. That could mean 2%. That could mean 4%. That could mean 1%. You know, local government didn't get an increase in their budget like they were promised they were going to get. But then you see a 4.1 million increase in travel. Do you know what Abaco could do with $4.1 million in assistance with helping people right now?
Well, you all are going to tell me after the news, because we're going to take a break and get to the news. But I got to pick that up with you on the flip side, because that is a very interesting point. What could Abaco do with that travel budget increase? And we got to talk to Ken and get some more input from him on a lot of people have to refile the refile. I'm getting texts right now, Naughty, letting them talk about the refiling. So I got a lot of Bahamians here, a lot of Abaconians here in Nassau that I think are trying to get back. And I think that's the biggest bit of red tape for them. And it boils back to what you said, because a lot of them share the same consensus. Look, just get the red tape out of the way. I'll do what I need to do. Just let me get back on my feet, and it is what it is. We get back to business as usual. You all just want the opportunity to make it happen, so I don't see why you ought to be in, you know, anchored down and handcuffed so much. This is crazy. So we'll pick up that conversation on the flip side of the break right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Quick commercial break, then to the news, and we'll pick it up in the 5 o'clock hour right here at Talking Heads, Monday edition. Don't touch it.
It's Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Check it out. Move. If you got the nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn. Your bare heels soaked the worn your boots. The game camouflage like army suits. But I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me. Wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion.
We're back at you right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And I'm going to be wrapping up with Abaco in a couple of seconds. But listen, I got to get some of these texts that came in. Naughty Graham is of the lighter hue. They would pay his NIB. boy, Naughty Sparky. I caught the tail end of Sparky. He sounded like that company he used to work for was transparently thieving. Here's another texter. I agree with Graham. We need to see what our NIB monies historically have been invested in. We the people need to see it. Lord knows, Naughty, that our people could least afford to have more taxes or more costs vested or put upon their backs. Mr. Davis, please. No. And apparently, that's a quote coming from Mr. Davis. Y'all got to watch how y'all type, but I see what y'all mean now. Apparently, that was Mr. Davis saying that on the 3rd of February 2022, or the 2nd of March 2022, depending on how you put your date in. But yeah, that, at the end of the day, though, here's another one. Naughty, the Abaconians are trying to go back home, but they meet Haitians occupying their homes and complain to the local authorities and get no results. The powers that be are not doing anything with the illegal migrants because they are hoping they would be there a long time. So the excuse would be that they can't move them. The injunction is not indefinite. Well, that's a great one to go right into the break on. I guess you guys heard that. Can you speak to that, Roscoe?
Well, the injunction is, I just said that before, the injunction was indefinite, and what it did is it really looked at the mud and the peas in the farm, you know, and other shanty towns that were built. All these shanty towns after the hurricane have been built. If you remember the injunction, if I'm not mistaken, it said there will be no knocking down of any old construction, but also there will be no building of new construction. So how did all this, how was this all allowed to happen? Not just under the previous administration's watch, but right now under Wayne Monroe and Minister of Immigration and all their watches. They're just continuing to allow it to happen.
Well, my whole thing about it is at some point you got to stop getting to the point where we're at right now, just of the beating up of the gums. We need to see some things happening. And you say you're there and you're saying it's indefinite, but you got other folks saying that it's not indefinite. I mean, we can't get into semantics right now. We need this to be rectified because if we do have Abaconians that want to get back and they're having a hard time getting back because they're meeting a rough return, then we need to facilitate, you know, ease of access for Bahamians. Like how we want to ease the access for foreign investors. Let's have some ease of access for Abaconians going back home.
I agree with you 100%, my brother. I can't argue with that. But we're not making it easy. Ken can tell you that just as much as I can. It's even in the business community, which is doing a lot better. But you know, it's the problem now is finding housing. You know, over here is a big issue.
Well, that's what go ahead.
I do agree with one of your callers, you know, about, you know, they're looking at single family homes. Get out of that idea. Why don't you look at, you know, apartments or, you know, something that people are just into renting, not to own. You know, there's a lot of people from Nassau and Freeport that are over here working that just are looking for places to rent. Teachers coming over, stuff like that.
Well, that's what I've heard. I mean, I've heard that there's a, you know, there's some building and stuff going on, some construction work and stuff going on in certain areas, but there's no place to house people. And you're not getting that, what I call that little construction town effect that you get, you know, because if you got a project going on, Then you see little businesses pop up to support it. You know, you get your barbershop, your little liquor store, your this and that, because they know that you're going to, you know, and you get almost like the cottage town kind of effect off of these projects. And people do make money. But at
you
the
know,
end,
you
at,
know what we got? I'll let Ken speak. But you know what we got right now is we got traffic issues, parking issues and traffic issues, because a lot of the people are going to the Keys, you know, Quantico, to Baker's Bay or to Man of War or to Hope Town. You know, a lot of construction going on over in the Keys nonstop. In Abaco, here in Marsh Harbor, you know, it's not as quick. Norty, I'll give you an example. Eastern Shores had, Ken, how many homes would you say? 50? They have six homes out yep. there now. Six second homeowners living on Eastern Shores, which was our biggest second home, one of our biggest second home markets. And we have six houses out there, and there were 50 before that.
50 before, and now only six?
Six.
So what happened to the other 44?
There's no water. There's no water.
No water. A lot of people are not going to invest until, you know, that they put the get the infrastructure back out there. They're paying property tax on their property out there. Norty, it's a lot, man. A lot going on over here. A lot of little stuff. And a lot of these people I just met with 2 weeks ago, you know, are sitting here and saying, why am I going to invest back here into Abaco if, you know, it's taken all this red tape for me to get approval to bring in.
That's what I've been hearing. Like that's the biggest thing. I'm stuck here. I got to keep doing what I got to do because I have nowhere to go because of the red tape. I can't do what I normally do back home because I can't get to do it.
I think the issue, I mean, if you're looking at it really from sort of a macro sense, the issue here is control. And the fact that the government in Nassau controls everything. And there's a feeling, and I had a conversation like this last week, there's a feeling that Abaco is getting more than it deserves, and that there's people in Abaco, and that there's a certain population in Abaco, namely the second homeowners, who really don't deserve to be able to take advantage of these things, and they're really only meant for Bahamians. And, you know, you can argue back and forth on that, but you've got to realize the second homeowners drive the economy here. So the sooner they get back here, the sooner the Bahamians can benefit from it. And I take a real issue with saying that, you know, people are getting something they don't deserve. This place used to contribute 27% of government revenue with 6% of the population. Okay. We had 26,000 people on this island. We now have about 15. And we can't have any more because there's nowhere for anyone to live. And there's nowhere for anyone to live because we can't get the accommodations. We can't get the investors to come back and help us rebuild.
Because you don't have basic infrastructure.
That's why we have the same conversation every 2 weeks. What has to happen is there has to be a mindset change. There has to be a paradigm shift in Nassau to say, okay, Abaco, do what you got to do. We'll call you in a year and a half and see how you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, I think basically, you know, what I get from this, and I got to keep beating a dead horse to death, no pun intended, but y'all just won't get the red tape out of the way. You'll fix it yourself. You don't need to wait on anything else to get it fixed. You'll fix it once you just get the green light to fix it.
We're not asking for anything that we don't already have. We're just saying, let us get on with it. Stay away for a year and a half and then come back and you'll be really happy and surprised at what you find.
So I got a text saying, Naughty, I need clarification. If the injunction is not indefinite, then it should be lifted. Then the injunction should be lifted.
And let me just reiterate, Ryan, the Attorney General, that was brought up at our local government conference. And they are getting more clarification on that in regards to how to move forward with that. Because, you know, let's just remember that injunction does stand for shantytowns in Nassau, too, as well as all over the Bahamas. It's not just here for Abaco, but my whole point of the thing is that, you know, every week we say the same thing. We're putting all these regulations and restrictions for Bahamians, but then other people could go ahead and do what they want to do without any recourse or any worry of, you know, being fined or, you know, being told a stop work order or anything like that.
I mean, I can only try to put myself in imagine, you know, what living there is like. And it gets frustrating because, like I say, you know, if I'm prepared to handle my situation and get my family back in a position to make a living in a beautiful island like Abaco that I call home, then I just want, at some point, like you say, when do Abaconians get the same attention that other groups are getting pertaining to the rebuild, the recovery, and moving forward since?
Nordy, look at Ken can tell you, look at our port. I mean, you know, and I say this, if the U.S. had to do an inspection on our port, we'd be shut down in a heartbeat. You know, I mean, it's still.
I mean,
it's still what it was 2 years ago.
Almost three now. It's in the same state.
And prior to you, I think, what, the second biggest contributor to the bottom line?
Yep.
I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it is. So why, you know, you can't have a moneymaker, you're sitting idle. That's what I'm trying to say.
I mean,
it makes no sense.
Nordy, I'll go as far as to say, even right now in our government complex building, which is controlled by the NIB, which National Insurance Board, we have a big mold issue. Rather than after the hurricane, them addressing the issue and re-gutting all the offices, they didn't do anything. Now, 3 years later, we have members that are out sick because of black mold that is forming. Even in our local government office, the administrator's office, all the offices and throughout most of the buildings were just painted over. They did not change any sheetrock. All that stuff should have been gutted.
And the government employees are still living in trailers in the parking lot.
My God. And I mean, I hate to say it, but it seems like, you know, the powers that be got their head in the sand up here in New Providence and just letting it go by on a daily, like, okay,
they're traveling the world. They're not too worried about what's going on in Abaco.
But again, you know, they have concerns about climate change and coastal erosion. Well, here's something that has been directly affected by that last hurricane, which was created by major climate change and had an effect on it. I mean, come on, we need to be prepared, and we need to look at rebuilding Abaco to the way it needs to be to survive. God forbid we have another hurricane down there right now. God forbid.
Nordy, don't. Let me say this. I don't wish a hurricane on the Bahamas.
And I'm not trying to put mouth on anybody. God knows.
Let me say this. If Nassau was ever hit with the hurricane, what Abaco was, and Dorian, then you'll see change.
He who feels it knows.
Because too many people would be affected.
I got a text to chime in and say, Nordy, I'll say this again. Abaco needs to file for independence from the Bahamas because it's getting annoying hearing these same cries every other week. I mean, and I don't think they're being facetious. I'm saying, you know, at some point, you got to wonder, like, how long is this going to last?
Well, just give us what you promised during your campaign. You know, I mean, come on.
And where's the MPs for all of this down there? Where are they in all of this?
I don't know. I don't want to speak ill will of no MP because I don't want to see any government fail. But what I want to see is a government that promised Abaco to let them get what they duly deserve. And quit going back on what you said during your campaign. You know, make it easier for Abaconians to get back on their feet. And then you got your bread and butter back to what you had before. Right now, you can't get blood out of a stone.
Naughty gas is going to be $8 a gallon.
Don't say it, man. It's almost $8 here now.
Do you realize that that is higher than what some people make an hour?
That's true. I didn't even look at that. In some cases, that is true.
You know, I hate to say it, but in some cases, my whole thing is this administration needs to get off their butt and finally start doing something for Abaco and Freeport and the places that were affected by Hurricane Dorian and quit lip syncing. You know, mouth can say anything. I have to live in Abaco. I'm the one that hears the people struggle. I know what we're doing as a township. I know what we have planned on the horizon, you know, but hey, at some point central government has to take away this red tape and just say, you know what, Abaco, as Ken said,
go for yourself.
You got Pelican Shores that can't even get their road paved, but then you see in the news, new roads in Nassau. My first question to myself is, wow, they're paving new roads in Nassau and they won't even fix what happened from Hurricane Dorian for residents living in a devastated area. That's just dumbfounding.
I got a text to chime in and saying the government needs to take at least a year off of traveling and focus on the Bahamas and Bahamians first. Yeah, I agree. They need to do something. You know, let them be the ones that let their legacy be the ones that they brought positive change and they stepped in and gave Abaco what they needed to get Abaco where they need to be. Because at the end of the day, we can't keep having this conversation. And I'm looking at the calendar and I'm like, okay, here we go. July 12th, fellas. Does that work for you guys?
It works. Hey, Ken.
That's a day after the holiday, so that should allow you all to come in, you know, off a good weekend and at least, you know, having something good to eat and a couple of cold brewskis.
Naughty, look, and you know, we said it earlier, you know, $4.1 million in added travel expenditure. Ken, do you know what we could do with $4.1 million here in Abaco? We could build that nice hurricane shelter. Or that beautiful thing.
We could
build
a couple of them for that.
Yeah.
Plus, we could put some multifamily housing back together so that we have some rental accommodations for workers.
Think about it, Naughty. To your listeners, think about that. $4.1 million they used for an increased budget for traveling when they could have used that to help benefit people here in Abaco and Grand Bahama.
And $4.1 million could have put up the hurricane shelter and housing, which is desperately needed.
Right. And they could have been making money off of the rent coming in from the rental units. That's what is so dumbfounding.
All right. I got
or just get out of the way and let the private sector do it.
I got a question for you, Ken, real quick. And we got to wrap on this one. And is the 12th good for you guys? The 12th of July. That's the day after the Independence holiday. That's the Tuesday after the Monday holiday.
I don't know if you're going to want to talk to me. The June 30th is my last day as president of the Abaco Chamber. So 4 years is enough, and it's time for some new blood there.
Well, so. I still want to talk to you. You're you know, a slash consulting contributor to Talking Heads. I don't care what your portfolio is. Okay.
All right.
So we'll keep that going. If you want to drag some new people in from the chamber that we know them, that's great. But, you know, I go in with who I know and what I got. You know, understand what I'm saying? So I value your contribution. So I'd appreciate you continuing to chime in if that's still cool with you.
Sure.
All right. And I appreciate that. Here's a quick question for you. Why is Abaco's tax money even coming to Nassau? Shouldn't Abaco's tax money just stay in Abaco to develop Abaco?
Unfortunately, our consolidated fund does not allow us to separate money like that.
And the next text coming in, I swear the Bahamas is a slush fund being run by educated politicians. Texas, boy, y'all firing them out today, I swear. But at the end of the day, we have to get Abaco the attention that we need. So, you know, I keep making my noise, fellas. I keep beating up my gums, and hopefully we can make something happen and get in the right direction.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to listen to us and to get the story out there, because it's important.
Well, no problem, man. So I will see you guys on the 12th. All right. Regards to everybody in Abaco. And I'm going to start working on maybe doing a show from down there. So maybe on the 12th, I might be in your neighborhood, and we might just do it live from down there. Let me see if I could work some strings between now and then.
Appreciate it. And Naughty, let me just.
But I can need one Kong salad. I can need one stew Kong, one stew fish, and some cold brewskis. And you know, old number 7 need to be close by at some point. You all go ahead and work that out, and I'll see you all soon. We'll take a break.
Thank you, my friend.
No problem, man. I want to thank Roscoe and Ken for chiming in. And as always, Abaco, we're going to keep praying for you and keep beating up our gums till you get where you need to be. Quick commercial break. On the flip side of the break, we're going to talk sports right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Earl the Pearl is in the building coming up after the break. Major League said Earl, he got a fan base. Dear God. Mr. Producer be in trouble, but Earl got fans. People hitting me, where's Earl the Pearl? Anyway, let's go to the break. Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience. You want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Hey, Dumps. The boys, them going on a bad trip, dog. Partying and hanging on the family island.
You lie!
I telling you, Dumps. Hey, but since only enough money for one plane ticket, one of us got to fit in that bag.
That Lucas fit inside the bag, then, T?
Well, I was thinking with the perpendicularity of the bag and the spatial structure of your body, you could have just hopped in it right quick.
But T.
I know Dubs, it kind of small, but I can slap one handle with care sticker on the wipe.
No, T, I trying to tell you, the promotion says two fly free. That means two people could go.
Two?
Two.
I saw it. I can take this gal, eh?
Grab your friends and head to the family islands. With the two fly free campaign, there's no better time than now. Go to BahamasResidents.com for more information.
Hello? Can you show you something else, boy?
Who this is? Tamika?
You ain't even remember my name?
Wildred. Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning your trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I right here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine because you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you got to get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I see her hiding none under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list because I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO, WHO, Canada, and USAID.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee. And get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM continues right now, and we're up into 5 o'clock hour. 5:32 is the time, and I got Earl the Pearl chiming in. Pearly, what's good, man?
Man, it's good. It's all good.
I always appreciate your patience on an Abaco edition, because you know we go a little extra with the Abaconians, man, so, you know, I appreciate your patience.
Yeah, I know. I like Abaco, though. I like North Abaco. I like Abaco.
That's a good spot, man. Maybe we need to take the show there for the 12th, man. Maybe we need to go to Abaco for the day and do the show.
I'm with you.
Let's make it happen. But
I can drive a labor.
I know you go now. You vaccinated and ready to go. We got to jump straight into it, man. Today is Monday.
And I got visa.
We say. All right. Yeah. Stop it. I hope it's that one you can charge on.
Got to.
All right. You be short, people. All right. Here we go. Monday, June 27th is today's date, obviously, 2022. But today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the 04 Chopping Plaza. Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And don't forget happy hours every Wednesday and Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at Naughty Johnny's. Give them a call. See what that businessman's lunch special is each and every day of the week. 377-7776. 377-7776. Well worth the trip out there to the 04 Shopping Plaza. All right? They're definitely going to hook you up. It's all good. All right, here we go. 1876, Dave Force of the Philadelphia Athletics became the first National League player to get 6 hits in a 9-inning game. 1939, Cleveland's Municipal Stadium hosted its first night game. Indians beat the Tigers 5-0. 1972, Bobby Hull signed a 10-year hockey contract for $2,500. Sorry. No, $250,000. Sorry, I got my decimal point wrong.
I remember that
signing. $250,000, but in 72, $250,000 was like astronomical money. He became a player and coach for the Winnipeg Jets of the World Hockey Association. 1986, yeah. Ann White.
I think he was about 90 when he retired. I'm not honest. He was about 50 when he retired, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Did he stop playing?
Yeah, he was up there. Listen, though, I remember this one from 86, Earl. You remember this one from 86? Anne White wore only a body stocking at Wimbledon. You remember it? It was like the unitard, just a whole body stocking.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
I mean, she was like a, you know, a precursor for what we see today with some of these outfits, you know?
Yeah, I remember that.
And that's why I like to say that kind of material in spandex is can be a lie sometimes, you know? It's not utterly true.
What else, Naughty?
1986, Robbie Thompson. Remember, Robbie was a good little second baseman and shortstop for the San Francisco Giants. He was caught stealing bases 4 times in one game. Remember that? He got caught 4 times in one game.
Yeah, anything go bad with the Giants, I remember.
Yeah, he tried to steal bases 4 times, got thrown out going to second twice and going to third twice. Well, third once and home once. 1988. In Atlantic City, Mike Tyson knocked out Michael Spinks in 91 seconds. I remember that fight. I watched that fight. Michael Spinks was scared. He peed down his leg before he came into the ring. He was so scared in that locker room.
I mean, Tyson just came right at him. Boom, boom, boom. I was like, oh, my God.
It was over. I mean,
I remember that.
Nasty.
But Tyson walked through. He wasn't the only one. Tyson walked through plenty of them like that.
For real. And Buster Douglas walked through Tyson.
Okay, he did.
He caught him, Earl. I'll never forget that night either. I was at a wedding reception in Florida. One of my friends got married, and we there having cocktails, and he come over, but he faced down to the ground. I thought he'd say, now, okay, my wife, she ready to leave me, and we only been married a couple hours. He all missed the eye. I think he getting emotional because of the wedding.
Yeah.
He ready to cry because Mike Tyson just got knocked the hell out by Buster Douglas. James Buster Douglas. Didn't matter. It was embarrassing, man. Cunha, man. He was all in the ring, you know, because he's Cuban-American, right? Cunha, man, he was in the ring looking for the mouthpiece. How embarrassing, man. How embarrassing. That oh, my God. He's a legend. And he, started, and he was just all upset and in his moment. And then, you know, we just started jinxing after that.
I know that.
We just started jinxing him right up after that because now, you know, he had buttons to push. But I remember that, though. Nobody really thought that was going to happen, but.
No, I didn't see it coming.
Yeah, I never thought I would come in either, but boy, that shocked the heck out of me. 1980, Jose Canseco signed a contract with the Oakland A's worth $4,700,000 per year, $4.7 million. And back in 1990, that was crazy money.
That was good money. That was a big contract at the time.
Now, today, that's somebody paycheck for the week.
That's me. Rookies get $700,000. That's like 30th player.
Yeah, declining
player time, a little $4 million contract to go pitch 2 minutes for the Dodgers or the Yankees.
You got it. The Boston Red Sox in 2004, the Red Sox scored 10 runs before making an out against the Florida Marlins. The final score was 25-8. And then today's sports quote, when I hit a ball, I want someone else to go chase it. Roger Hornsby, St. Louis Cardinals. He's an infielder who said that's why he chose baseball over golf.
Okay.
I'd rather somebody go chase my ball than me have to go walk after. That's kind of funny, though.
Yeah, I like that.
You know?
Who's up?
Yeah, we gotta slide into that. You always like to go into who's in and who's up, man, but that comes next, man. You always get the second hitter in the lineup wrong, man. It's the home court. Then who's in, who's out? Home court by BK.
My second hitter in the lineup last night was good, but we'll talk about that later.
God, why did I set myself up. They were good last night, Earl. They were good. All right, that's a wrap on today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Let's get up into the home court. All brought to you, of course, by BK Burger King Nassau. And it's all about the Zesty Whopper. Brand new. You need to check it out. Get it by itself. Get it as a combo. Saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor. Flame grilled beef, crispy chicken, or plant-based. Waiting on you at your favorite Burger King location for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Craven app. All right.
Super.
Earl, who's in and who's out? Okay. I'll tell you who was in. And I'm not trying to pick on nobody. I swear to goodness I'm not. But I got to ask myself, why were all our top athletes when it comes to track and field in town, in the stadium, but no stadium fans was out? Like they was running in an empty stadium. I thought they was running at the Bahama Bowl.
You and I spoke about that, right?
Man, oh man.
You spoke about that and we said that we didn't hear anything much about it. And there's certain people said that they promoted it. So, you know, I saw clips from the Jamaican ones. Anyway, I ain't gonna talk about it. Listen. We got some tremendous performances. I think we got congratulations to Devin Charles, who set a new national record in the hurdles.
All right.
But people didn't come out to see it. And I'm guilty of that. But I honestly had already plans for the weekend and didn't even realize that. I should remember that the last weekend in June is always the Nationals. But I had other plans. So I tried to keep in contact to see what was going on. But sad to say.
At the end of the day, Pearly, we have the world-class athletes that we have in the likes of Sean A., Stevie, Devin Charlton, Anthony Strawn, who's making a comeback and doing well, you know, off of injury, you know, after having nagging injuries most of her career. You got the young man who throws a javelin. Oh, what's his name? Off to Auburn on the scholarship. They should have been there, and we should have had every young person that we could have gotten to that stadium watching those races, seeing them up close and personal, having a moment. Because they are world champions.
When you really think about it, this is the one, probably the only meet, the only meet to be sure that all of our athletes will attend because it is mandatory if you want to be on the Olympic or the World Championship team. It's mandatory that you participate there. So it's I feel bad for not being there, but I feel bad for all of us for not being there. So we need to next year do some things to make sure people out there watch these athletes run.
I mean, it's one thing to sit there and say, but I'm not a fan of this, I'm not a fan of that. Listen, we got the opportunity with all world-class athletes to be in that stadium, then we need to fill it to capacity with Bahamians and young athletes especially to see them up close and personal. Same thing with the Bahama Bowl, same thing with Battle for Atlantis, same thing with all of that. Because there's opportunity.
That's the bottom line. We like running. So when we like running, we can go see running. I just said it like that. You know, I'm saying it as an vernacular, but we like... Bahamians generally like track and field, and Bahamians like running. So I think there's some reason why we're not coming out, and we got to figure out a way to get Bahamians to want to come back out to watch the pieces.
But listen,
growing up, and you can get the Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. You can get there. It's packed.
I'm telling you, man, let's go to the phone lines real quick, Earl the Pearl. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, this is Gardner again.
Hey, what's going on, Big G? What's happening, Gardner?
Yeah. So did you say Tonique and Gardner didn't show up and didn't come?
No. I said they were here, Gardner. I said the fans didn't show up. The athletes were in the house. The fans were not. And we got Sean A., we got Stephen Gardner, we got Devin Charlton, we got several other, you know, of all world-class athletes here performing because they got to be here, like Earl said, like Pearlie said. And we didn't take advantage of it. We dropped the ball. It was not, in my opinion, it was not promoted correctly.
Right. I tried to find him on YouTube and couldn't find nothing. No race. Not a one. I guess the world know that who the team are and, you know, and who the medalists will be, the potential being the medalists are.
For future reference, when you want to watch anything you track and field, 10-year seniors, go to their Facebook page, and they guide you in the right
direction. Yeah, big up to Ronaldo Dorsett and Mr. Mark Nutt over there at 10-year seniors, man. That's my boys, them.
They
good
they,
friends.
They everything when it comes to track and field, man. But
like I say, I go on YouTube, and I find all the other...
But when you go to YouTube, Gardner, type in 10-year seniors. Gardner, 1 second. Type in 10-year seniors on YouTube. They got a YouTube channel. It'll be there. You can find it there as well. 10-year seniors, 10th year seniors.
10th year?
Yeah, 10th year, 10th, 10th year, YEAR, seniors, SENIORS, all right?
So how was the competition for the, like, Antoinette, and Charlton and Stephen?
Charlton won her event. I know Shawnee was in her event and did well. Gardner did well in his. Yeah, they were.
They all blew out their competitors.
They were top class.
They blew them out.
You could say.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm trying to be diplomatic, but you could say, yeah. You could say it.
You're trying to be diplomatic.
Notice keyword trying.
So goes back to my sentiments. You know, we in trouble with the track and field. You know, we in trouble with it. You know, the sport that we promote so much, and you know, like people they turn a deaf eye. You know, a deaf ear.
But get your questions together, because on Thursday from 5 to 6, our special guest on Talking Heads is going to be the Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture, Mr. Mario Boleg.
My sentiments are, they need to invest in the schools, you know, especially, the foundation is the schools, not the private clubs.
Right.
You know, the private clubs are senior athletes, not the junior athletes. You're not the foundation.
I agree with you there. We got to get more of them.
They don't train you, so we don't have private institution for our senior athletes,
Right.
So,
We got to spread it around, man.
Yeah, we got to take them to the high schools. You know, we got to go in the high schools, build the facilities. One track or two tracks for all the athletes in NASA alone, that's not sufficient.
Right, I agree. We need more facilities, and we need
more facilities in all sports.
Because we do have the talent. I think we have the talent that we can tap into, but we do need to harness it correctly.
We got all the food. We the biggest people in the region.
My God, no, you're easy, man. Anyway, we got to get to the break. We got to get to the break, man. I always appreciate you chiming in. Be safe. Enjoy your Monday,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Purdy, we got to get to the break. On the flip side of the break, guess what, Purdy? We wrapping up, you know, the home court. And guess what we getting into? Your favorite segment. Who's in and who's out? All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. We got to talk some Major League Baseball. We got to talk some NFL. We got to talk some NBA real quick before we wrap it up. And, yeah, I tell you, boy, MJ did the thing today. She was running errands today. Man, she come home. She had Tropical Gyros. I can tell you a word of lie. Chef Cummy, you done it again. You done it again. Earl, I got you. I will personally pick you up and take you tomorrow. I ain't even going to eat nothing because it's the food from today. I can pick you up and I can carry you tomorrow, Pearly. I swear to God.
Listen, one thing, if I was a little gal, if I know you'd have been like this, some swinging words you'd be throwing at me all the time.
Why? That's how you can do me? Go to the break, mister. That's how you can do me? Pearly, that's how you can do me? Pearly, you going there? Take me to the break, man. With friends like you, who needs enemas?
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our seven locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
That's right, boys and girls. Get ready to play basketball at the 34th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th at the Kendall GL Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. So parents, get your boys and girls ages 5 through 18 registered now. Applications available at the South Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams Darling Highway, and at the registration desk at Campsite Kendall GL Isaacs Gym. Special appearances by NBA players, legends, and coaches. So get your boys and girls registered now, ages 5 through 18, for the 34th annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th.
Need to satisfy your late-night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries, and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late-night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after-dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late-night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM continues right now. 5:52 p.m. is the time, and down the home stretch we come. And real quick, man, Got to look at what's on tap tonight there, Pearly. And Major League Baseball, who you like tonight, man? Which who's the big games to keep the eye on tonight there, Earl the Pearl, my resident baseball guru?
8:40, that 8:40 game where the Dodgers will be in Colorado, where we've been teeing off the ball in fields where the ball don't travel well. How you think we can do in Colorado? And I like Oakland. I like the game with, oh, speaking of Oakland, who's at the Yankees today? Speaking of who's in and who's out, Oakland is actually out. I understand the Oakland Athletics would be following the Oakland Raiders to Vegas.
What?
And I understand that Major League Baseball will not charge the athlete at the Oakland a relocation fee because they actually want a team in Vegas.
Wow, the Raiders, formerly the Raiders, and now the A's moving to Vegas. Wow.
That's the talk.
And that instantly puts the A's from being like a mid-market to small market franchise to now being able to put themselves in a position to become a player in the game. Because Vegas is a huge untapped market.
They look to be sellers and next month at the trade deadline.
And you know they've always done a good job of making chicken salad out of chicken crap, like I say. So you never know. With some more money in the future in Vegas, they might be able to do a few things. I like that Oakland-New York game, like you said. I also like Boston at Toronto. I think that's jumps out, and that's a pretty decent game right there.
Oh, yeah.
Miami at St. Louis. I like that one. You guys.
And the Guardians is a good game because the Guardians hot.
You guys at Colorado as well as a good game. The Guardians, yeah, that Minnesota and Cleveland game is a good one in the AL Central. So you got some good games to watch tonight. And as a matter of fact, what I like. Pardon?
Did you see the big fight between the Mariners and the other team in LA?
9 big games tonight on tap. The Mariners take on Baltimore tonight at 10:10, but will they be without players after that fight? So obviously there was a scrapola last night.
Yeah, looking for the suspensions now because mostly with 5 players on each side got ejected.
Mariners and Angels had a brawl. I didn't even have to type up just like all I had to do was type in MAR and it just came up. Angels Mariners fight. And these guys look
big
like
fight today.
Big fight in Bandana. Yeah, man. Yeah, and when they say full brawl, obviously they mean full brawl. There's the hit batter. It looks like he was intentionally hit. He started out words.
The pitcher was the hired gun for that night because of their tension from the night before now.
And then the catcher's trying to block him from getting to the pitcher. And now the batter just goes crazy. The bench is clear and it's on and popping. Yep. Purple rushes red, red rushes purple, and dudes throwing blows and punches.
But even after the fight, fella took the garbage in and taking control.
Yeah. But there was one who braced one with the plastic Gatorade bottle too. I made sure we don't have a Bahamian in baseball in Seattle, but we didn't know about. But this was a good fight for real. There's always one or two juicy baseball fights, man.
Yeah. But this is one of the, I think this is probably the worst one in a little while.
Well, you got 9 big games on tap there tonight, so it's a lot of good things to watch there. A brief scan of the NFL will reveal.
No. Don't go running fast. No, hold on. Let's go back up. Please stop talking MLB.
Okay.
Hold on, man.
What you got?
I can say this. I called the tease you Saturday when you guys got no hit.
Yes, we got no hit. And what was my statement to you?
Hold on. And then I said, when I look, I'm watching, just monitoring the game. And up into the 7th, and you guys were getting no hit again. And then the man who y'all get $19 million to has to come through again in the clutch. Y'all got to pay that man big money come end of the season.
Like I told you, okay? When we got hit, no hit the other day.
But it was impressive that they came back.
What was my statement? What was my statement? My statement was, my comments match the amount of hits that the Yankees had in the game today. None. I couldn't say nothing. You got no head. I got to shut up and take it.
And then what was impressive with me is Freddie Freeman went back in Atlanta Friday night.
That was awesome. I ain't going to lie to you. I had a moment, a little tear-jerk moment when I saw it too. I ain't going to lie. One or two missed it up in the left eyeball. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
And Freddie was touched. You could see Freddie was touched.
Yeah. Then Saturday, fellas, them handcuffers, Henley coming, Jensen coming there and bringing Strike Out the side Saturday night. I was pissed because, you know, my son is a big Brave fan, so I had to hear that.
Yeah.
Yesterday, they lead us 2-0, two out, two strikes. Jensen had on my Will Smith, base hit. Taylor, base hit. The Bahamian boy, base hit. Next thing, look, the game tied.
Oh, now had, Trace Thompson is the Bahamian boy.
Hey, listen, the brother trying to keep the brother trying to make sure Eddie Rios can be in problems.
The Bahamian boy named Jazz, and he plays in Miami.
No, I know. I should say the Bahamian descendant, the Bahamian descendant. Yes.
Anyway, get your last one in. Get your last one in, Burley.
Michael Thompson's son.
Get it in, good, because my producer giving me the thumbs up. We got to get to the news. So, what you got, good, before we get out of here?
Dodgers tonight. Malik Monk said he's willing to take
the veterans' minimum of $6.4 million and come back to the Lakers. So I hear.
And Kyrie Irving said he will, and the rumor is that Kyrie Irving was considering taking the veteran minimum of $6 million to go join the Lakers.
What? Would Rob Pelinka just be offering these dudes, man? How is be entertaining them? I could get Malik Monk wanting to stay there. You know, I had a good year after Roth started in Charlotte. I like being in LA. I could make some endorsement deals or whatever. But for Kyrie Irving to say he could play for the veterans minimum to come play in LA, well, Rob, I am starting to pack my bags in Memphis right now. Purdy, can you hear me coming back to LA?
Send your application form and you can email it.
What application? I don't have no application. I show back up like the prodigal son I've returned. You want me to? You gotta start eating Roscoe's chicken and waffles too.
No. You have to go to a vetting. You have to be interviewed.
Vetting
you
who?
You have to kiss the ring again.
Only ring I can kiss is one ring. All right, and that's the ring, in the head office in the box that was last worn by Dr. Jerry Buss, who gave me my credentials, who supersedes anything that runs LA right now. And Jeannie knows she's still in my doghouse for putting LeBron over Jerry West on the top five of Lakers all time. So come on now. Maybe some other people. You know I just could show up now. Okay? Yeah. Tell me how we're looking in L.A., man. I might have to make a comeback if Kyrie. I have Kyrie there. You know, he's rolled LeBron out. He's like the sage for LeBron, you know? We'll see you tomorrow, man. Enjoy your Dodger game, man. For everybody who chimed in and our guests from Abaco and Early Pearl, it's your boy Naughty. For my producer extraordinaire, we up out of here. Have a great night, Bahamas. Be good, and if you can't be good at it. We see you tomorrow.